Hello there. Today's story is The Serpent Enters the Garden.
Well, Joey, are you ready for your story?
Yes. I was just thinking of the beginning of the world. I liked Adam naming all the animals.
Oh, yes. Adam was a remarkable man.
One thing bothers me. If it was all perfect for Adam and Eve, with God walking and talking with them in the garden, what about the wild animals? Did they kill other animals?
Oh, no, Joy. They were all peaceful and didn't even want to fight or kill.
Why was it so different then?
Man's world was perfect then because there was no sin. Man hadn't spoiled it all by the sin of disobeying God.
Tell me how it happened, Daddy.
Well, we don't know how long Adam and Eve lived in the garden, but one day an enemy crept into the garden. It was Satan, the devil. Another name for him is the serpent. He had a wicked plan to destroy man's peace and happiness. He came to break that close friendship man had with God.
How did the devil get to be an enemy?
The devil's name used to be Lucifer when he was serving God. He was God's head angel until the day he sinned. He lifted himself up in pride and tried to be as great as God. So God threw Lucifer right out of heaven. From that time on, the devil watched and waited for the time he could strike back at God. Now was his chance. Eve was walking near the forbidden tree, and the devil came closer. If he could just make Eve doubt and disobey God's word, then everything would be spoiled. This would separate man and God and break their fellowship and man's happiness. I'll tell you more about it later, Joey.
This is still Satan's trick today. Satan's words and ways bring death. God's word brings life. Jesus said, "The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." He who has the Son, that's Jesus, has life. I hope you have this life. You can have this life today. Just pray with me. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I need you. I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Forgive me. Thank you for giving me everlasting life. Amen.